Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of Shash as well. Whoa, it's a new year, it's a new decade. Man, I'm so glad to start this new year with you guys. I ended it with you guys and I'm starting another new year and decade with you guys. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to you all. And I pray that this new year will be what you want it to be. It will turn out how you want it to be. It will be a perfect new year for you. Okay? And in this new decade, you would perform wonders. Okay? That being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful 2020. Yay! Okay, so I've been kind of down for some, 2 weeks now. My voice has been down. That's why I wasn't able to record. So my apologies, please. So this week, I would like to continue on the living a purposeful life. You know, it's, if you haven't listened to the podcast, the previous episode, please take time to do that. Okay, it's you don't want to, especially now that we're in the new year, you don't want to just, you know, tell everybody Happy New Year. Hey, Happy New Year, guys. And you really don't have any plans for the new year. You know, it doesn't make sense. It's they say the worst kind of life is when you live this life without a purpose, without achieving your dreams, or without serving the world with your talent. We need to die empty. You know, we need to make sure before we die, we have given out everything we were supposed to give up. Yeah. So, and this week, I would like to continue, like I said, you know, what's another way to, after having self-discovered yourself and you've read books and how to, you know, how to work in purpose or try to see what you have to offer to humanity. So now you need to pick the next big thing you want to do. The next step is you want to have a vision of that thing you want. You know, take for example, I want to be a top surgeon tomorrow. I know I need to see myself as a surgeon. Okay, I need to see how I look. I need to see myself doing surgeries, performing surgeries. I need to see myself in the path that I want. That's how it is. So if you want to be a president tomorrow, you need to start seeing yourself like a president. You need to start talking like a president. I don't mean, you know, you don't have to go overboard, but you need to start reading about president, you know, successful president, you know, stuff like that. Or do you want to be a fashion icon? You need to read more about them. You see, that's how it is. So you have to have a vision. It's more like you want to, you know, there's something about the mind. Whatever your mind can comprehend, you can achieve it. You can achieve whatever your mind can see. Take for example now, sometimes in my mind eyes, I just look at myself, think, picture myself 5 years from now, what will I be doing? No, it's not like it's not me trying to put a timeline on God, like, hey, Lord, you need to do this in 5 years' time. No, it's me working on the purpose that He has ordained for me. It's me wanting to really find out what He wants me to be doing in the next 5 years or in the next 3 months. That is how you need to have a vision of it. And then when you have that vision, you have to now, like, you've seen it, then you make plans. You now set up a goal. Like you ask yourself, okay, so I want to be this. How do I become this? You make inquiries. You make researches. If you need to train for that thing, whatever, you should train. And then when you do that, you start having plans to execute that plan, that goal you had. And now you might say, okay, all I want to do is I want to start a business. Good. I know money can be, shall I say, like a little setback? Yeah, but the thing is, you can start a business with whatever you have. So let's say, for example, I like using food as an example because I love to eat. So let's say you want to have a restaurant. You want to have a restaurant franchise later. Okay. I mean, you need to take baby steps, right? You already have the picture in your mind. You can start from your little kitchen. Whatever you have in your kitchen, start doing it. Like my pastor used to say, what do you have in your hand? Make do with what you have in your hand. And do great things with it. That is it. So if you're going to say, I want to wait till I have the perfect kitchen or till I have all the money in the world. Boy, girl, I do not know. I'm not trying to discourage you, but it would take a long time. Start with something. You know, it's with little things you start that you find yourself, someone will find you doing that little thing. I'm like, wow, she really did this. He really did this. Man, I need this guy on my team. That's how it is. So if you're at your job and you just, you know, whatever, just make sure you do everything you do diligently because you have a vision in your mind. You have a picture in your mind. You are pictured it out and you know what you want to be. Okay, so now, like I said, you need to see with your mind eyes, you know, that picture you want. You need to see with it, you know. And then so now you say, how do you know when you're walking in the purpose? You know, you first of all, there are dreams and then there's something called walking in purpose. Okay, you can say, okay, oh, I want to produce cars. I want to be the biggest car producer or inventor, whatever it's called. Okay, so you need to ask yourself, when I start making that, now that's a dream, right? But you need to ask yourself, when I start making those cars, what's the purpose? Is it just to make money, or do I want to make sure it serves a great purpose to people? That's how you know you're working in purpose. Most times, working in purpose, it's always about serving people. It's about giving. Like I said earlier in the beginning, purpose is like you need to make sure you live in this world and you're living it empty. Because when we all go, you're not gonna go with the most expensive car that you have, or you know, even if people die and then they get buried in their most beautiful dress or most beautiful suit, that would still not make no sense, because when the body decays, it's left behind. Okay, so how do you know you're walking in purpose? It comes from a place of love. Okay, yeah, you're a businessman, don't get me wrong, I love money, but now, do you want to make money just to suck a lot from people, or you want to balance the equation? You're giving them your services that they need and it will better their lives. That is what working in purpose is. Okay, now also you feel fulfilled. I'm telling you, I like to talk when it's necessary. On a normal day, if you see me, I'm just all, I might just be quiet. That's if I'm not really close to you or I'm meeting for the first time. But when I see how I am, that I love to talk, I ask myself, What do I love to do? I love to talk. I like to just talk to people. Meaningful things. I like to help people. In fact, it gives me joy. I feel like I'm doing something because I've been in a situation where I had nothing and people helped me. I'm telling you. So that's what it comes with. You don't find it difficult to walk in your purpose. Fine, there are going to be times that you're going to have, you might say, man, but I'm struggling. Like, I mean, I feel like maybe this is not what God called me to do, or maybe God is not even supporting me in this that I'm doing and all that, you know. But you know that to every pathway of success isn't always a straight road. No. So a few weeks back, I had a road trip. I drove all by myself. It was a fun ride. And then so I saw we were driving on the, you know, on the highway, and I noticed one thing. Even cars that were, maybe they travel with me for a long mile or kilometer, and they all had different exits. That's what you should know. So even if you're doing whatever you're doing, you need to understand that everybody has his own bus stop or wherever they're getting off or wherever they're heading. We just like in a commercial bus, you might start going to the bus with every other person. But I tell you, they have different stops. That's why you have the driver stops. The driver stops as different. It stops at different places. That's how life is. So you need to understand that it's not a straight road. Sometimes it could be filled with bumpy, curvy, dark roads. But there's one thing you always know. Wherever you're most contented, that's where you have a good feet to stand. The devil knows that you have a strong foot in that place. That's why he would make sure to bring things to bring you down. But you need to tell yourself and say, hey, I'm walking in purpose. This is what God has ordained for me. I'm trying to serve the world with my talent, with my skills. I'm trying to preach the word of God through whatever means that I have. Who says you can't preach the word of God with your manners? Oh yeah, that reminds me. On the 31st of this last year, I had an encounter in the store with a lady. I tell you, I couldn't take it anymore. And she was, I'm not going to go into details, but man, I had it all and I didn't know what I just talked to her in a way that when I got back home, the Holy Spirit was like, you know, you didn't have to say all that. But I'm like, but I was like, Lord, she deserves someone to talk to her too, that way, the way she was talking to me, you know. So now, I know what I did wasn't so Christianly, but it's not like I cussed her out, or maybe I made it, no, but I just wanted her to know that, hey, she needed to do better. So that's how walking in purpose is. You need to understand that you're doing I know we have dreams you want to fulfill, you want to be, okay, take for example now, you're a lawyer, or you're a businessman, or you're a banker, or maybe you're even a student, or you're in that phase of your life, you don't even know what's the next thing for you, you're trying to decide. Think about it. Look around you. What do you find yourself doing with so much ease? Like I said, anytime you tell me to come fix a thing, I feel like you've given me the best gift ever. I love to set up things. That's how I am. So I feel like you should always know that for everything you're doing, Ask yourself, what's the purpose of why I'm doing this? If you do that every day, I mean, think about it. Ask yourself, why do I go to work? Or why do I take a nap at night? Or maybe in the day? Or ask yourself, why do I want to have kids? Don't go around having kids because everybody's having kids or because you feel like it's time for you to have kids. Okay? So, you need to, I want to round up with this. So, first of all, you've understood what you want to be in life. You've kind of like self-discovered yourself. You need to start having that vision. Have that picture painted, what the mental image of what you want, because that will be your driving force. When every other things are coming up against you, people trying to bring you down, you tell yourself, "Ooh, that picture. That's it." So then, after you've seen it for, you started seeing it for reality, like you have the faith and the hope that, man, this is what I want to be. You set up a goal, you set up goals, you know, and plans to execute them. Then, no, you just, like I would say, it's going to be tough, it's going to be rough. But one thing that keeps you going is the fact that you know your purpose is going to make the world a better place. Keep being committed, and I bet you would not regret it. So, that aside, I just want to say this. It's a new year. And then also, we always have plans for the new year where you make up plans to like say, I'm going to do this. But there's one thing I just want to say. Okay, try to have a jar or like if you want to, just make sure it's covered. Write out every testimonies you have every day. If you can do it every day, I mean, try to do it every weekend. Sit down, ponder, think about all the successes you made that week. And guess what? You can open it at the end of the year on the 31st of December. If you don't want to wait that long, you can open it at the end of 6 months. But I tell you, it will make your New Year's Eve worthwhile if you open it at the end of the year. So thank you guys so much again. Please don't forget, you can leave your voice message for me as a feedback, or tell me whatever you need to tell me. And you can also share with your friends, like as you guys have been doing. Yeah, I know we're busy, but please, let's just take our time to listen and feed our spirit. Thank you guys so much. You guys are the best. I love you. Have a wonderful new year.